Good morning. It's Monday, June 15, 2009. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report.
Listen up. We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now, thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers. War on the workers.
Yeah.
It's a war on the workers. About time we call the shots. That was Ann Feeney. Starts off every edition of the Brain Labor Report with that song, It's a War on the Workers. This is Wes Brain. I'm host of the show.
This is Jason Houck. I'm the engineer.
Coming to you on June 15th, 2009. It's Monday. You know how people say when they go to work, it's Monday. Well, here we are. It's Monday. And, you know, I don't know if people still say that or not. A lot of people are glad to have a job. It's tough in the economy. It's amazing. Some people who have jobs are forced to do overtime work. People who don't have jobs say, I wish I had that problem. And it can be a problem. Families are disintegrating in this country. One of the reasons is we have two parents working regularly, if they're working at all. Then the other problem is, it's like too much work or not enough. If people in fact are unemployed, you know what happens? Oftentimes families fall apart. It's not the first thing that happens. It's kind of like a series of things that take place. You know, when you don't bring the money in, you don't pay the check, and then a lot of strife, internal strife. And we ought to be mad at the banks. They're the ones who are causing all of this. I don't know how we get it mixed up and blame our spouses sometimes, but I do understand America. I do understand the American dream is losing us, folks. Brain Lab Report talks about the American dream, talks about all the progressive issues that are important to ordinary working people. I'm talking about issues in the workplace. You know, it's the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. It's about time. Ann Feeney says it right. We started calling the shots. That's what the Brain Labor Report's all about. We're a Monday through Friday show, half hour long. We come to you here out of Ashland, Oregon, 94.9 FM. That's our community radio station, KSKQ. You can hear us anywhere on the planet via the internet, www.kskq.org. Always near the top of our half hour show, we like to bring you the Workers Independent News. Hate Radio KCMX in Medford doesn't touch this stuff, but by gosh, we are really proud to bring it to you. 3 minutes of cutting-edge news out of Madison, Wisconsin. So for Monday, June 15th, 2009, here is the Workers Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The Boston Newspaper Guild is scheduled to resume talks with the Boston Globe Monday after the newspaper imposed a 23% pay cut on Guild members beginning Sunday. Guild members on Sunday held a farewell to fair wages party in the name of camaraderie and solidarity. The union's members narrowly rejected a concessions contract, which led the Boston Globe to declare negotiations were at an impasse. Boston Newspaper Guild President Dan Totten has told reporters in Boston the Guild is prepared to bargain in good faith to resolve outstanding issues, even as it faces an imposed pay cut of 23%. And Totten told Boston's WBZ Radio that the New York Times, owner of the Globe, isn't meeting its responsibilities here.
We're very much aware of the revenue situations. However, we think the New York Times leadership really needs to step up and do their fair share here, and that hasn't taken place to date.
The union says it hopes an agreement can be reached on Monday that doesn't harm families so deeply and also allows everyone to concentrate on producing the agenda-setting journalism that they say makes the Globe so vital to Boston and New England. In Milwaukee, the group 9to5 Milwaukee plans to appeal a court decision that struck down the city's mandatory sick leave ordinance. 68% of Milwaukee's voters approved the measure, which would have required private sector employers in the city of Milwaukee to provide up to 9 days of paid sick leave to workers. A county circuit court judge ruled Friday that the new ordinance was unconstitutional. Nearly 60 million U.S. workers have no paid sick days. A bill to require paid sick days for workers has been introduced in Congress. Critics of legislation guaranteeing paid sick days claim that it will lead to job loss, but the Center for Economic and Policy Research says, using data from over 100 countries, it found no relationship between the availability of paid sick leave and changes in unemployment or competitiveness. Hundreds of domestic workers in New York staged 24-hour vigils over the weekend at New York City Hall, calling on legislators to pass the first domestic workers' Bill of Rights. Sunday, they conducted a March for Respect in Manhattan. Ai Jen Poo is with Domestic Workers United. She says getting the first domestic workers' Bill of Rights passed by the New York State Legislature would have national impact.
Domestic workers are excluded from most of the major labor laws in this country, so this bill would reverse a long history of exclusion and discrimination against this workforce and really have the workers be recognized as real workers for the first time. And it'll also set a precedent for this kind of legislation nationally.
Workers Independent News puts workers and their unions on the national radio news airwaves every day. To help keep labor's voice on the air, go to laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report with some exciting news for you today, news you can use. And it's about the Sweat-Free Communities Movement here in Ashland, Oregon. Started about a year ago, took on the campaign to make Ashland a sweat-free community. That's right. Little spots of light around the country are little places, sometimes little like Ashland, sometimes big like bigger like Portland. And what we're talking about is communities that take the plunge, that in fact take the big step to become sweat-free. We're talking about the procurement of the uniforms. This is a quickest way to explain it to you, that policemen and firemen wear. Where do those uniforms come from? Well, unfortunately, almost everywhere police and fire wear those uniforms in the United States of America, those uniforms come from sweatshops. What do you mean, sweatshops? We don't want to support sweatshops. Well, in fact, the whole global garment industry is all about sweatshops. You know how Walmart leads us on that, that they call it the race to the bottom, you know, the search for cheaper and cheaper labor. Where can we exploit workers the most? Where can we get the most work out of children? And let's put fences and barbed wire, razor wire around women and force them to make these garments. Unfortunately, folks, that is not the exception. That is the rule of the way sweatshops are in this country, the garment industry on planet Earth. When the Martians land, the first thing that we ought to do is apologize for how we treat women and children. We exploit them for the clothes that we're wearing. Okay, let me back up to what is so exciting about the city of Ashland. Tomorrow evening, Tuesday evening, is their regular council meeting. A policy will be coming forth for the city council that will move Ashland, Oregon to becoming sweat free. That means the taxpayer money that we use to purchase uniforms will be used to help change the global garment industry. That's not an overstatement. This is a growing movement, folks. Most exciting thing since sliced bread. We actually can change the industry by working together, forming a consortium, hiring third-party independent observers who do the really hard work. We have to verify that these sweatshops are not sweatshops, that in fact garments are made in sweat-free environments. It is a jungle out there. Really, really sleazy industry. I'm telling you, this is worse than insurance companies. Well, maybe not, but damn close. This is the sleaziest of industries that exploits people so you and I can wear clothes. And in this case, we're talking about the clothes that our municipalities, state governments too, and even the feds, those clothing that in fact have our name on it. You know what that means? That means, well, it unfortunately means that we're condoning sweatshops. When our name is on it, we use public dollars and we exploit people. That's what this movement's all about. I'm going to get more to the details and explain that to you, but Ann Feeney sings a song called Maquiadoras, and well, that's right on track, right on cue. Let's play that right now. Maquiadoras, here we go.
South of the border, in the loving tongue, they used to sing corridos by the Rio Grande. And every singer told of his adventures bold, back in the times when Pancho Villa and Zapata rolled. South of the border, how the times have changed. Maquiladora plants along the Rio Grande, and the song they sing is just a money thing that will leave you in the morning without anything. Shines. The flowers come to bloom beside the Rio Grande. They find a job that pays below the living wage. They'll wither in the sun before they come of age. South of the border, it's like Love Canal. Maquiladora plants pollute the Rio Grande, and their only care is for the profits there. Soon be like their other lovers everywhere. south of the border, in the loving tongue, they used to sing corridos by the Rio Grande, and every singer told of his adventures bold, back in the times when Pancho Villa and Zapata rolled. Your lover is a gringo from a northern land. He will promise you like he promised me. All he'll ever give you is a one-night stand. See how he's treated me.
Maquiadoras, that was Ann Feeney. Not surprising, she sings lots of songs on the Brain Labor Report. The key to that song is, well, what's that all about? Maquiadoras, we're talking about sweatshops on the border. Well, they can be on many borders. Maquiadoras in this country, here in the United States of America, here in North America, we're talking about a zone of manufacturing that takes place just over the border, our southern border with Mexico. Those real good patriotic United States companies that have shut down the garment industry in this country. Many of them have gone just barely south of the border. They've gone to the maquiladoras in Mexico because they know there they can exploit workers. Folks, I don't know what you're wearing. It's pretty early. You may not be dressed yet, but what odds are whatever you are wearing was made in a sweatshop. Not me. I don't support sweatshops. What are you talking about? Guess what? We really don't have much choice. The entire garment industry has been driven by Walmart's search, demand, how about forced labor for sweatshops. Talking about they're looking for cheaper and cheaper prices. What's the best way to do that? Exploit workers, force them to work, and pay them poverty wages. That's the industry. It's ugly. We in the United States of America, we are wearing clothes that are made in sweatshops. We need to change this around. My God, they better do it better on Mars. I bet they do. And so that's the state of the industry. Okay, good news is, here in Ashland, Oregon, tomorrow night happens to be the 16th of June, 2009. A bold step is going to take place because the city has a policy to move Ashland to become a sweat-free community. This is really, really exciting. Here's what the city thinks about it. By favoring vendors who certify the source of their clothing products, discounting those items who are origin is not determinable, and rejecting all items known or suspected to be a sweatshop product, the city can use its budget dollars to support the international effort. The international effort is this effort to change the global garment industry. We got a shining light here in Ashland, Oregon. I'm telling you, following suit of what happened up in Portland, Oregon, there's other cities, spots of light around the country where cities and municipalities and other forms of government are now becoming sweat-free communities, okay? It's very exciting. And by the way, you know, Jason, the most exciting thing to me is that the city of Ashland has a process where democracy has it such that citizens can become involved in the city government. The ad hoc committee of the Ashland Sweat Free Campaign is seven people who live within the city of Ashland, all members of Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice. By the way, the Ashland Sweat Free Campaign is a project of Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice. Okay, that ad hoc committee, those people all live within the city. We started this campaign a year ago. And in a year's time, we've had a city that listens to us. By the way, just north of us here in the Rogue Valley, we have Medford, Oregon. What a disgrace Medford is when it comes to citizen involvement in their city government. I've been involved in both cities and hold up democracy to where. How can you fight City Hall? What can you do to affect your own city? How can you have input as a citizen? Well, it's black and white between Ashland and Medford. Ashland absolutely has a process where citizens can be involved. Over in Medford, they exclude people. They absolutely ridicule them if they don't like Walmart. On Thursday, the city of Medford will be looking at an appeal of a Walmart resolution. Not enough time to get into this right now, but let me say it very clearly. The people in Medford are in cahoots with Walmart. Medford residents don't understand what it's all about. There's been an ongoing fight for 6 years now trying to keep Walmart, a supercenter, out of the South Medford interchange area. People don't want the traffic. Absolutely. What a traffic nightmare comes to us from Walmart. And in this case, the city of Medford, they don't care about the traffic. They want Walmart. I want to know the inside deals between the leaders in Medford. We know at least one of them. I believe at least he does the right thing. He excludes himself from the vote. I think he actually has financial interest with Walmart. Now, some of them, it's not financial interest. They just like to hang out together, you know, with the Walmart cronies. They think that's, I don't know what they think that is, but I know this. Walmart kills communities. The city of Medford's got to get off the idea of killing South Medford and just destroying the traffic. It's bad already. But why am I rambling on about Medford? Well, on Thursday of this week, in fact, the city of Medford is going to be talking about Walmart. They're also going to demonstrate how they ignore the citizens. Well, that's in contrast to the city of Ashland, Oregon, where tomorrow evening on Tuesday, the 16th of June, the city is going to be looking at a policy to move Ashland to become sweat-free. They're doing that because they're working with citizens who care, citizens in the city of Ashland who say, we don't want our tax dollars going to sweatshops. City listened. They're working with us. It's like a tale of two cities, folks. Okay, where do we do? Let's play a song. Let's figure out one to play. It's all Ann Feeney today on the Brain Labor Report. And, you know, have you been to jail for justice? Perhaps that's her number one song that she's known for. And we play a bunch of them on the Brain Labor Report. But right now, have you ever heard it? Have you been to jail for justice? Let's listen to the song right now. Here we go.
Was it Cesar Chavez? Maybe it was Dorothy Day. Some will say Dr. King or Gandhi set them on their way. No matter who your mentors are, it's pretty plain to see. If you've been to jail for justice, you're in good company. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in women were denied the vote and children worked the mine. The more you study history, the less you can deny it. A rotten law stays on the books till folks with guts defy it. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or march that from your convictions, let them haul you off to jail. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket?
headline. Have you been to jail for justice? Will you go to jail for justice? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine.
Ann Feeney, have you been to jail for justice? That's the name for that song. And have you been to jail for justice? Martin Luther King would say that's a pretty good thing to do, I'm telling you. And nonviolent and militant, that's what we need in this country. I think it's bubbling below the surface. I think people are mad enough at insurance companies. They might say, hell no, we don't want them part of our insurance, part of our health care. Another issue, we'll be talking about that down the road. This morning, we are talking about the city of Ashland, and by gosh, it's time to praise them. What a shining light. They are making the move tomorrow night to become a sweat-free community. A policy will be before the city council tomorrow evening. The city will use its purchasing procedures and spending authority to promote the improvement of working conditions in the world by avoiding the acquisition of uniform and clothing items that cannot be certified as being the product of a sweat-free environment. Not the product of sweatshop labor as defined in Resolution 2008, number 45. We're talking about the resolution that was passed last December and near the end of 2008. I said 2005. Near the end of 2008. That brings us to tomorrow night. Here comes the policy. The city of Ashland is going to be a golden light, going to take a big step. This isn't just symbolic, folks. This is about, this has legs. This has in fact, a future and potential. Potentially can change planet Earth and can rise, help raise people up out of sweatshop conditions all around the globe. City of Ashland really needs to be praised for taking this courageous step. It's not all that expensive, but by gosh, unfortunately, we do exploit. We being the United States of America and these corporations that have left this country and set up shop in maquiladoras and other places on this planet that use sweatshops. So an exciting thing happening tomorrow night when the right thing's going to be done. What we ought to do is go out with a last Ann Feeney song. Probably not enough time to play it all this morning, but what could we play? CEOs, the plane wreck at Tulsa. This is a takeoff on Deportees, which is another song about sweatshops. So let's end our show today with that. And that's cut number four on there. And with that, folks, Leona Foxvog is going to be our guest tomorrow. She is the executive director. No, she's the national organizer of Sweat Free Communities. And with that, we're out of here. And hats off to the city of Ashland bringing us to become a sweat free community. Okay, we're out of here. Here we go.
Economy's global, the new jobs are rotten, the factories of yore are all Superfund sites. We're circling the globe now in the search of cheap wage slaves. We've looted the treasury and boarded our flight. Goodbye to Ron Brown, farewell dirty gringo, adios to the bosses and the corporate. Father's own father, he sailed with the yacht club, made more in one day than you'll earn all your life. My sisters and brothers played golf at the country club, they ride in their limos to